This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. And that, of course, is Billy Joel's classic song, Movin' Out, a song that does not apply to a lot of unemployed people in this country. My next guest says people are not willing to move to where the jobs are. And it seems like this may be the first time in history that's true. Tim Noah is a contributor to MSNBC and contributing editor for The Washington Monthly and author of The Great Divergence, America's Growing Inequality Crisis and What We Can Do About It. Tim, welcome to America Weekend.
Thanks so much for having me.
In my radio career, I picked up and moved to a different state 5 different times, always for a better job and for better pay, because I was aware of what was going on in other markets, and I knew, oh, you know what? I can make more there and start a new life there and be happy there and build that new life. But I'm apparently the rarity, according to what you've written, right?
Well, yes, you are an example of how Americans have, you know, through 3 centuries, tended to improve themselves economically. Migration has been a major driver through our history of economic betterment. But over the last several decades, we have seen a decline in migration. It's fallen by about half. And, so we no longer see, even among the unemployed, we no longer see people moving toward economic opportunity the way that they used to.
Why?
Well, I think there are a couple of factors at work here. One is inequality, and the other has to do with the fact that incomes have not been increasing as fast as real estate prices. So what you find is that when you have a part of the country that offers a lot of economic opportunity, it usually doesn't offer economic opportunity for everybody, or at least not for everybody to anything like the same extent, because we have an economy that is more unequal. So, for example, when we had an economic boom in Silicon Valley, that provided tremendous opportunities for software engineers. It didn't provide tremendous opportunities for plumbers. Yes, you might make a bit more in Silicon Valley as a plumber than you would make in a less prosperous part of the country, but not enough more that you could afford to pay the difference in housing costs, whereas those who were at the top of the income scale could generally handle the increase in housing costs.
Well, when you see an area that does have an increase in jobs at that level, at the high end, the millionaire-making end of it, that often means that property values start going so high that people get squeezed out. Why don't those people who are getting squeezed out move to somewhere where there are more jobs for them?
Because those places are more expensive. Any place where you're seeing economic opportunity, you're also seeing real estate rising very quickly. There is one exception right now, one place where we are experiencing an old-fashioned economic boom of the types that we've had throughout history, and that's in North Dakota. But North Dakota is reassuringly the state that has the largest in-migration of any other state, and that's because of the fracking boom in North Dakota. Now, you may or may not approve of fracking from an environmental point of view, but it is creating a tremendous number of jobs. And because there were so few people in North Dakota, and because there was housing prices began at so low a level, housing has not priced itself out of the market for lower income people looking for jobs.
When we talk about people moving, we now live in a society where for most families, both the husband and wife have to work. You've got 2 earner families. So if you're going to move somewhere for a job, that means both of them have to be able to find a new job in that new place. Is that an effect of what we're talking about here?
You would think so. You would think so. But, you know, 30 years ago, we had about as many two income couples as we have today. And yet We aren't seeing. We're seeing more or less rather migration than we saw 30 years ago. So this seems to be overriding any such considerations.
What about when we talk about migration? I immediately start thinking about immigration. We've got a lot of immigrants who have come to this country in the last generation. Do they tend to come to America, find a place to live, and stay there forever?
To a greater extent than used to be the case, yes. We're seeing less migration even among immigrants, who you would think would be the people who were kind of most used to the idea that you need to move around in order to find a job, since they moved to an entirely new country to find a job.
Right.
In general, people are moving around less. They are more stuck in place. And when they do migrate, it tends to be not towards economic opportunity, but dismayingly away from economic opportunity.
Yeah, that's so strange, because again, you're willing to pick up and move across an ocean, but not across a state border.
Right. I mean, to me, the most the example that really sticks out is San Bernardino, California. We're seeing a huge amount of migration from Los Angeles County, where there are a lot of jobs. You have a very prosperous economy. San Bernardino, which actually declared bankruptcy last year, and which was kind of ground zero nationally for the subprime debacle that collapsed the economy in 2008. People are moving there in droves. Why are they moving there in droves? Because it's cheap to live there. They certainly don't have any jobs there.
Mm. Wow. In reading what you've written about this, you talk about push versus pull. Will you explain what that means?
Yes, I mean, when you sort of start to puzzle out, why are people doing this? Why are people doing something that seems on its face so irrational? The old model was people were pulled towards opportunity. Well, what's happening now is not so much that they are being pulled in any particular direction as they are being pushed out. They are being pushed out by rising cost of living in these prosperous places. And, there are a number of theories about what these push factors are. A number of conservatives attribute it to high taxes. They say people are moving out of places where you have high income taxes. But that doesn't really make any sense, because the type of people really that we are focusing on here are people who are working class. They are not likely to be hit very hard by income taxes. Those tend to hit the affluent more, and there just aren't that many affluent people. Now, it's possible that, state taxes tend to be fairly regressive, so it's possible that regressive taxes would be pushing people out, but it wouldn't be likely income taxes, because in states where you have no income tax, those taxes, those other taxes tend to be even more regressive. So I think it looks pretty doubtful that taxation is a cause here. I think a more logical cause is the price of real estate. We are finding that with kind of existing local restrictions on building, we see an economy that is built more and more on the value of real estate, which of course was what we saw in spades during the earlier part of during the aughts, when we had the housing boom, the housing bubble that led to economic collapse in 2008. Even after that 2008 collapse, we are seeing housing prices increase faster than median income. Median income is actually has not increased at all since 2008, whereas housing prices have continued to go up.
I've only got about 30 seconds here, Tim, but I can't help but asking, what does the baby boom mean for this? Don't people, once they get to a certain point in their life, they're done moving?
That does have a small impact on this, but it is a very small impact. To a very small extent, this is being driven by, or exaggerated, I should say, by the aging of the population. But remember, this trend goes back several decades, well before the baby boom was reaching retirement age.
Yeah, when they would be in that prime demographic for picking up and moving and going someplace else, because That's where the jobs are. Fascinating stuff from Tim Noah, MSNBC contributor and contributing editor for The Washington Monthly and author of The Great Divergence, America's Growing Inequality Crisis and What We Can Do About It. Thanks so much for joining me here today, Tim.
Thank you. Paul Harris. Oh, man.